friends. How y'all? Yeah, here it is once again. Time for Jelly Elliot and the Three Knotheads. We're sitting here under the old pine tree just moseying, sitting around, you know, nothing to do. We've been out cruising around over the woods and all wound up back here, and we got the fiddle tars and pick fiddles and things here with us, and we're going to play a few tunes for you right here under the old pine tree. I know you can hear the breeze blowing through the pine. The wind is really fine. It tastes good. I wish you was here with us. Here's the first tune, features Robert. Robert with his fiddle, his strata potato, Beaumont Rag. Thank you, Robert. Thank you. I'm telling you, that Robert is really getting on the ball. That boy is really fine. He's getting better every minute. You know, friends, north, south, east, and west. Friends, they sure getting tree planting wise. I'm telling you, they really getting tree planting wise. Now, that's pretty wonderful, too. That's pretty nice. Considering how we need the grow-back forest to replace all those trees that's plumb gone and cut down, you know, and all, where they got the deal about to cut down the old pine tree and haul it away the mill. Well, it's cut down and gone. But there's a lot of people planting that old pine tree back. You know, friends, I know a young married couple here a few years ago, just a few years back. Now, they got married, and they really had big ideas, as every married couple's got, you know, when they first get married, they really got big ideas. Well, they lived there for a while, you know, and first thing you know, they had something running around the house besides the picket fence. Well, they had little Junior, he was running around the house there. Well, of course, they was really proud of Junior, and of course, they wanted Junior to have the best. The best wasn't good enough. Well, there were poor people, just like myself and all us country people. They didn't have a lot, and they wanted Junior to have a good education and everything, so they was figuring how in the world we're going to do and how we're going to do when Junior gets old enough to go to college. They finally fell on the idea of planting pine trees. They lived there, you know, where pine trees grew good. It was a good soil and everything for pine timber, but it just didn't happen to be any. It had been cut off years before their time. So they fell on the idea of growing a pine forest, you know, and so they planted about 40 acres there. Yeah, they got them, they consulted their state forest nursery, you know, and planted there about 40 acres, and boy, it grew off there, and it was really looking nice, just coming right along with that little Junior, and they figured that'd be the thing to do, that grow up this forest there along with Junior, and by the time Junior got ready to go to college, the timber would be ready to cut, and they'd cut the timber, and that'd be the answer to their problem, is to send a Junior to school, don't you see, out to college and everything. That would really be just the same thing as having money in the bank or paid up policy or something. So they had everything. They just had the situation well in hand. You know, before I get into this story, Slim, I think you ought to sing a song. I'm still going to continue this story about this young married couple, because I know this thing to happen. Oh, the three of you going, this is awful. Friends, three of them going to sing at once. Here it is, Faded Love.
still think of you and remember our faded love.
Woo-hoo!
Of the past and of the pleasures we've had, as I watch the mating of the dove.
I hear you now.
It was in the springtime when we said goodbye. I remember our faded love.
Yeah.
I miss you, darling. Heaven would miss the stars above. With every heartbeat, I still think of you and remember our faded love. And remember our faded love.
Sweet tune there, called Faded Love, and Slim and Robert and Charlie doing the vocal on it. Hope you enjoyed it a whole lot. You know, I just been thinking. I backed off over in the corner, and all this time while the boy was singing, I was thinking, trying to think. I'm surprised I didn't get hurt. But I wanted to finish this story about these this young married couple. They were this young couple that planted these pine trees. They got in contact with their state nursery there, you know, the forestry boys, and planted these little old trees and they little old scrawny things. Well, so was little Junior. He had a little old scrawny thing. They growed up together, and they was right proud of the whole deal. And I was, too. And we was all kind of watching this forest and the little old young'un there. He's a cute little fella. And then one day, friends, now this is a sad ending, but it's the truth. One day, some leatherhead out of town come driving down the highway sightseeing, you know, had his family out driving. He drove down the highway and flipped a lighted cigarette out the window. And now he had a cigarette tray right there in his car. There's no car made that I know of that hadn't got a big, comfortable, handy cigarette tray in it. Got a cigarette tray right there at your fingertip. But instead of him using the cigarette tray, he threw the cigarette outside. It caught the shoulder of the highway on fire. And the shoulder of the highway spread on into this young forest that was growing up with this youngster. And before we knew it, it had such a hold on us that all the neighbors and myself, we gathered up, we fought the fire, friends, we tried to stop it, but it had too big a lead on us, we just couldn't do nothing with it. You should have seen the results. It was awful. It was just terrible. Now, there sat this young married couple down there, squalling, crying. I don't blame them. I sat down there and cried with them. It was a sight to see. They'd worked so hard to this point, and then it got burned off. But they didn't give up, friends. They didn't give up. They went right back and tried it again. It's just like you or me. If our house burns down, we can't afford to move out under a shade tree. We've got to build another house. And they done the same thing. Now, here's the next tune. Let's see. I believe the Steel Man. Charlie. Yeah, Miss Tyler's little boy. Charlie's going to sing this one. Here it is, My Little Rock Candy Baby.
She's my little rock candy baby, way down in Arkansas. There's heaven in her eyes, she's my paradise, she's gonna be my all. Together we'll stroll in the evening, right down Little Rock Lane. Happy we'll be, my baby and me, my little rock candy baby. I can see her standing by my side. She's holding to my hand.
I hear you, Charlie.
Says I do as she replies to the parson in command. Well, I know I'll always love her. I long for her each day. I'm gonna go back to old Arkansas, my little rock candy baby.
Hey! Well, Mr. Robert here. Here's Miss Shirley.
can see her standing by my side. She's holding to my hand. She says I do as she replies to the parson in command. Well, I know I'll always love her. I long for her each day. I'm gonna go back to old Arkansas, my little rock candy baby.
Well, all right there, Charlie boy. Thank you a whole lot there. Hope you friends enjoyed that little ditty called My Little Rock Candy Baby, done by the one and only Charlie Tyler. Here's just a little thought for the day, friends. We're about to run out of time, and I want to leave this little thought with you before we have to shove off here. For our own well-being and the country's sake, let's keep careless fires down and give the trees a break. Hey! Well, friends, we've run out of time here. We're going to have to go. We've enjoyed our little visit with you here under the old pine tree, and we hope that you've enjoyed it, too. We want you to tune us in again. Listen to your station announcer, and he'll let you know the exact date and time that we'll be back. And don't forget, this program, friends, is made possible and brought to you with the best wishes and compliments from your State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service, with the cooperation of the station that you're now listening to. And remember, friends, only you can prevent forest and woods fires.